It has been another quiet and cold winter day across eastern New York and western New England. A fast-moving disturbance has increased the cloud cover, temperatures are running below normal, and the air is quite dry. Dew points are between about 10 below zero and zero, and that's a signal that this air mass is of Arctic origin. And the eastern two-thirds of the country is now dealing with this cold air. The worst of the cold is going to stay to our west, but it has been chilly around here, and that's going to be the case right through the weekend. I expect dry weather through about the daylight hours tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, a weak storm will pass to our southeast. There's the chance for a light wintry mix, mainly light snow, though farther south it'll be maybe a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. At this point, the trend is for less moisture with this system, so I'm not expecting much precipitation, but it's a good reminder that a light coating of snow or a light coating of ice can still be very, very slippery, so there's the chance for slippery travel conditions tomorrow night into Sunday. Again, though, it's not going to add up to much. And then moving into next week, the storm track will shift further north, and there are going to be multiple opportunities for stormy weather. It's a bit too early to say exactly which days are favored or what precipitation types are favored. It is a situation that will be very changeable and rather uncertain given the fast nature of this weather pattern coming up. This is the type of situation where forecast could change day by day, so you'll certainly want to pay attention as we head into next week. In the short term, things are going to be quiet tonight. It is going to be a cold night as temperatures drop into the single digits above and below zero. There's not going to be much wind, so the wind chill won't be much colder than the air temperature, but keep in mind that just a light wind is still going to make it feel colder given the cold temperatures. Tomorrow will be dry during the day. We'll see some sunshine early, followed by increasing clouds. Temperatures will reach the teens to around 20 or so. And there's that chance for a light wintry mix, mainly around and after sunset tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and off and on into the day on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10 below zero to zero. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with light snow around and after sunset, highs in the teens to around 20. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10 below zero to 5 above zero. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, light snow around and after sunset, with highs in the teens to around 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 5 to 15, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, a light wintry mix around and after sunset, with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a low of 5 below zero to 5 above zero, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, light snow around and after sunset, with highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a spotty light wintry mix, highs in the 20s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.